Podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, show number 70, featuring me, Absolute Amy. This is season 2.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Hi, this is Len.
And this is Nora from Jawbone Radio.
And you're listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast. Do you know why they call him Red Boy?
I do, because he's filled with milk-fed, corn-fed, Midwestern goodness.
And he has red hair.
Oh.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom. Just wanted to say, have a happy, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. From the little kid in all of us.
I love you, Mama.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends.
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Hey, Mama, this that beat that make you move, Mama. Get on the floor and move your booty, Mama. We the Blastmasters blasting up the drum. Hey, Mama, this that beat.
Hey, Mama. How are you, Mama?
Hey, Mama.
Are you a blast master blasting out the jamma?
No. But I am a mama.
And you are a cutie cutie moving your booty booty.
Get on the dance floor. Hey, Mama.
From the dining room tables in the cornfield of central Illinois, welcome to episode 70 of the Red Boy Podcast. As Amy so eloquently said for the 50th time trying, season 2 of the Red Boy Podcast, here we are. Let's get it on.
It's season number 2.
It is, and Amy barely made it without being arrested for killing a child this evening, so thank you for restraining yourself. They're so cute when they're not yours and they're quiet.
No, when they're sleeping.
Yeah, like
Maya
now.
Maya put my bed, and she has a bandage over her head because her brother tried to hug her and knocked her off the ottoman and into the end table.
Yeah, the thing is, you just
so
don't.
So she has a hole in her head and
okay,
a huge bruise.
Not a hole. You make it sound like she got shot in the head with a nail gun.
She has a hole in her head.
It was compressed a touch.
Yeah, she's got this lovely thing. I've got a Curious George bandage over the top, which she likes that, though. She thinks that's cool.
Yeah.
And then she has a big old, she's going to have a black eye.
Well, and the challenge here is.
No, so, you know
Luke
what,
was
here's
trying
the challenge.
To get, he was trying to give her a hug. He was trying to do something nice, but inadvertently kind of heaved her off the ottoman. Now, you can argue, what was a two-year-old doing on top of the ottoman to begin
with? Dancing, yeah. I'm sure.
So Red Boy was promptly told to shove the ottoman in the basement. Well, actually, I was first told to shove it where the sun don't shine, then put it in the basement, which is quite a trick, as you can imagine.
Yes, get the ottoman out tomorrow. Matt will come home from work, and we are going to be in a Finch, what is it,
Feng Shui
home. It's only going to be pillows. I'm going to...
Foam Feng Shui.
Matt's going to come home. The couch is not going to be there. There's not going to be chairs. It's just going to be...
Would you say... Lots of pillows. I want an end table that... I'm like, what? That... is made out of
doesn't
foam?
Doesn't have wrought iron with pointy things. We had the same problem with Luke.
It's
why?
A cheap Target furniture.
Exactly. Let's go get something else.
We're poor. We just spent $100 on church pictures tonight, which I'm sure was well worth my money.
I mean, your daughter, thank heavens, had her picture taken before she was bruised or got a black eye. And
oh, her hair will cover it up nicely.
So, well, I have a scar on top of my head, too.
So welcome to our evening, kids.
Yeah. So... anyways,
we're not grumpy or mad or anything.
My poor baby.
We're just glad.
My poor baby's because poor Luke is, you know, he feels bad.
He did, and then he wanted to put a bandaid on. I said, "You aren't hurt." I don't know. I really wanted to kill him, but you can't kill him when it's. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Parents of the world unite! Tell us what we're doing or doing wrong.
No, you know what? The ottoman's going downstairs because they use it as a trampoline.
Well, it's a really good trampoline. I mean,
it's bouncy. It is springy. I will say, it is a springy. It is springy, so it's going to the basement.
So, welcome to show 70. We survived the past 2 hours. The past week has not been that bad. The past couple hours, not so much.
What week are you talking about? This week is, I've been going insane.
Well, yeah.
That's just me.
That's just you. But we have a very busy podcasting week coming up, Ms. Amy.
Mm.
Sunday, Podcast Morons number 7. Tuesday, you're pod swapping or whatever, trading podcast host. You are going to be on Extra Life with Scott.
I know nothing about
comic books and video games.
Books and video
I know.
Games.
That's why it's going to be more fun. Wednesday, Andrew, who's one of the co-hosts of Extra Life, is going to be on our podcast. Then Thursday, we'll do our regular podcast. So I think I'm going to have to do some spacing here of publishing these. But we will have just podcast after podcast after podcast here.
It is a busy May.
I know. At least a week of it anyway.
No kidding.
So yeah, we only have like one night we're not podcasting or somebody's podcast. Except you have to stay up late. You're not doing it until 9?
Oh, no.
I know. Amy?
I'm going to be
good
making
luck,
myself
Scott.
A little pot of Starbucks there. getting on the coffee.
We wanted to thank some Frapper Mappers. That's, that new
that's
word?
Not on the list.
No, that's on my list. Down
You're
here.
Deviating.
No, that's a secret list I have. It's what happens when I come up with items after I print off the notes.
Okay.
Because Frapper, as much as people love Frapper, you have to admit Frapper does kind of suck functionally. Because I didn't know people had added their names to it. And I went out just on a whim. I'm like, oh, hey, new people. So thank you, Frapper, for not telling me. We have
Frapper Map.
We have Grism. I don't know if that's a nickname or real name. From Crystal Lake, up north in Chicagoland area.
All right.
Diane S. from England, who rumbles around the podosphere from here and there.
Cool. I love England.
Stephen Dawn from Fort It's Worth. I thought they were already on there, so I don't know if Frapper's crazy or they just weren't and now they are.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then Will from New South Wales, Australia. So, Aussie Will.
All right.
Because as we know, Aussie everybody Will. In Australia is named Aussie. And coming up in this hot episode of the Red Boy Podcast, a new edition of Aussie Tom's Dictionary.
I'm so excited.
I stumbled across the archives. Yay! And realized we'd missed some words. So.
All right.
So now, Amy, yes, we'll go back to the notes.
Okay, now we're back. Okay, now we are too.
Well, this is our Mother's Day show. So we started off with killing children. And now we have our earworm, which is... Yeah, we have determined...
Hey, mama.
And I played that earlier, and it instantly got stuck in our head, so...
It does work.
Yeah. Hey, mama. And then you just start saying, hey, Maggie, and hey, you know, and just whoever's name is around, you know, gets thrown in there, so...
Hey, mama.
Have fun with that one, kids. But, Amy, what do you want for Mother's Day?
Do you have my list that I sent you anywhere?
Do you want me to actually tell people your actual list?
Well, I gave you a list.
Well, actually,
it was a two-part list. It was two emails.
I know.
And I actually took you on a preview of shopping for it as well.
Amy's list consults consists of a white purse.
Because white is the hot color this season, folks. White.
News to me. Specifically from Express. I don't know if that matters. You did like the one.
I did like the ones with a lot of jewelry on them.
It looked
like
a little Dolly Parton
something.
To me, but okay.
And you were telling me that we live in Illinois and not Texas, so
there you go.
I didn't need that much bling.
You have a gift card to Kohl's.
I put it, yes.
Because she is a high roller like that, kids. You know, nothing but the best here in
I
the
love Kohl's.
A circle necklace.
One of those little, has a little...
Yeah, like a little circle and circle. They're
but,
all
but
over
what
the place.
I put on there was I'm not a big diamond person, so get me some QZs or just get some crystals.
How about some CZs?
CZs.
we don't do QZs. It's QVC, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you had to actually say not diamonds, assuming that I may actually really actually do diamonds.
Well, no, you would get those little diamond chips.
Diamondiques.
And no.
They're really good, like cutting metal to look like diamonds. That's always good.
Yeah, those looked really yucky. Did you notice that at the store? They looked really
they
bad.
Look
so
good to me.
I want stuff that looks really fake.
There you go. We have charms for Amy's bracelet, a massage, a pedicure, and a day of beauty from one of the local beauty spas.
That would be like right up there. Then, what was the next one?
That was it.
No, wasn't there another one?
Charm for
a
your
watch.
I do not have a watch. On any of my
lists. Well, you better. Here's my pen. Here, write that down.
It's on my screen. I can't really write on my screen. There you go. All right.
Flowers.
Flowers, and you want breakfast in bed.
I want a special day for mom. Or, you know, take these rugrats and go away. Or let me go away.
Let you go away. It might be
for
easier
2 hours.
Let
me go away for 2 hours.
It might be easy to let you go away, Amy. This is your special day podcasting. That's what we'll do, a podcast on your special day. Get the podcast on your Mother's Day. Hey, Mama.
And I have gone out and I have purchased and I have already sent the cards to my mother and my grandmother.
Yes, and you shot for my mother.
And I got your mom's.
A very nice
candle.
It's
right here. It's in the little...
You can say it. Mom doesn't
listen. The little Yankee candle thing here. I've got the two cards that I picked out for, you know, for you to give to your mother.
Yes.
So I've
such
got
a good wife.
I've got it all covered this week.
I know.
This is like the first holiday in a long time that I've gotten cards.
And you know why Mother's Day is before Father's Day? Because dads really work hard for Mother's Day so then they can get something for Father's Day.
I don't know about that.
I won't be pampered. All I want is my microphone. Okay. That's all I want is my mic.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but Amy, what are some of the worst... Actually, you know what? They have this thing called Parents' Day in Korea.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, instead of Mother's Father's Day, they just combine them all together. But the hot gift, I guess it's South Korea, is plastic surgery.
Huh?
I don't know. They say appointments are up to 50%, up 50% in 5 years because of this.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Why would, I don't know. One mom.
I would like to go in for my lipo and my tummy tuck.
Her children, this one mom told them she was very happy because she looks much younger since her children gave her laser surgery to move her liver spots.
Wow.
But now the grandkids can't play connect the dots, so.
That's not nice.
Here's a quote. Give your mom Botox and she won't be able to raise an eyebrow at anything you do.
Ah. Okay. See, I'm a little leery about that. I've got this one little mark here, but like this line. Remember my frown line there?
Yeah.
And I'd like to have that. I know. After today, I'd like to have that frozen, you know, with the Botox.
Botox.
But then I'm scared that I can't lift my eyebrow up at you.
What about Botox and your buttocks?
I don't want any of my buttocks.
And the gift of plastic surgery. What better way to tell your mother, Mom, you're old and hideous.
Mom, you need to get those wrinkles taken
But gentlemen, care. I will give you some quick good and bad gifts. The worst gifts for Mother's Day. Don't do this, guys. A toilet brush set and cleaning supplies.
That is not.
A set of pots. That could be. Somebody might want that. If they're an avid cooker, you're not. A vacuum cleaner and breakfast in bed way too early. So see, that's a key. I might not.
A vacuum. Well, I don't get what you're doing.
No, bad ideas for Mother's Day. Don't get her a vacuum cleaner and then wake her up way too early to give her breakfast. Let her sleep, then give her breakfast, and don't give her a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Are you following me?
No. But that's okay.
Here, and this is, you'll love this, Amy, because this is my quote. I asked my husband what we should do for my first Mother's Day. He looked a bit perplexed and said, well, you're not my mother.
Yeah, you've gotten in trouble on that. So I emailed you and said, you're not my father, so I'm not getting you anything.
Yeah, so I come around quick.
And I put LOL.
Some good ideas. Gift certificates to a spa. You were in that camp. This is good. Naomi from California. A good bottle of scotch. All right. Let's get Mom licking up for Mother's Day.
You never know.
Luke and I did this, a flower pot that you decorate and paint. Luke and I did that for you.
Where is that?
Yeah, in the garage with all their pots.
We need to get the pots out.
See, moms are so easy sometimes. You know, a shirt with my 22-month-old daughter's hand and footprints, picture collage of my son's first year, all these nice little crafty things, except this one mom, a ruby ring. So, crafty or jewelry, gentlemen, is the way to go for Mother's Day.
Jewelry is always a good thing.
You can never go... Diamonds are a girl's best friend for a reason.
You never, ever can go wrong with jewelry. It's something you can wear forever, not like a shirt.
A shirt?
A shirt or something, you know, a clothing or something like that. That will always...
Or a Red Boy Podcast thong. Although I read thong sales are down 28%. However, our thong sales are down 100% since we sold one.
Okay, I don't. I'm going to tell you, if you get me one of those.
Red Boy. All right, well, you know what? Our good friend, Mr. Raymer, sent us some more. Well, we used to call him Raymer Random Rants, and now he's called them Vocal Cabbage or Vocal Stew. So let's see what Mr. Raymer has to share with us, shall we?
What's up, Red Boy and Amy? Baby doll, what's up? Hard out here for a podcast pimp. That's right, that's me. Pimping myself all over the internet, brothers and sisters. I decided to send you some more vocal cabbage. I don't know what that means either. Some vocal, what do you call vocal stew? Just throw a bunch of crap in there and cook it on up and here it is. Yeah. I've decided on a schedule, see. I'm doing all my work, my production work on Sundays. I'm trying to do it all on Sundays. And I'm not much of a religious man, and maybe God wouldn't be happy, but that's what I'm doing. Anyway, Matt, you do a much better Forrest Gump impression. At any rate, I'm not at Starbucks. I'm at home in the Madtown Aces World Headquarters, located in California, deep in a bunker inside of a hill, like the Batcave. Hi, I'm Batman. I don't know why I recorded this, but I got to do some production, buddy. Hi, buddy.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Yes. Thank you for the vocal cabbage.
Love it.
Love the cabbage.
You know, you can tell he's at home. He's just not cranked up on the caffeine.
Yeah. Well, he's not driving the Jerry Springer show around.
Well, so. That's true.
You know,
those are some of my favorite moments from Adam.
Go visit our good friend, Mr. Raymer, at madtownaces.com.
He does a great job.
So, Amy, our weekend. I'm going to start with the middle story first because this was... Red Boy is only... How old? 32. And I was... And actually, I'm going to double up on this because the photographer
honey,
tonight...
Actually, well, your real age is 31 and a half.
Okay. But the photographer tonight did a picture mainly just to sell us more photos, but of you and I together saying, well, the kids need a picture of you before you've lost all your hair and teeth, and then looked at me and said, well, at least your teeth.
Yes.
So...
We already have a very nice picture of us from last year when I was a blonde.
Yes.
And I've determined after the pictures this evening, I'm going to be getting some blonde highlights back
Speaking of pictures, check out our Flickr. We got a Flickr.
Go to the Flickr.
Amy wanted a Flickr.
But so let's get back to the weekend stories.
Yes. Okay. Matthew. So I ran down with Little Red to the...
Morning. Let's go through day. Let's go through the fabulous day of you. First of all, my darling husband hops out of bed.
Bright and early.
Bright and early. It was about 7:30, yeah. So it wasn't that early. But you're going to let us sleep in. So you hop out of bed and get all ready. He goes down to, the local...
Little rental store.
Rental store.
Like hardware rental type place.
And he comes home with a chainsaw.
And a 38-foot ladder strapped to the top of my Grand Cherokee. Yes. Now, I tell you what, my Grand Cherokee is not that long. And I'm going down the alley behind our house. And there's some new construction. And it's got a... ditch, a hole in the ground.
Did you almost lose it?
It pretty much bounced a good 10 degrees either way on the roof of the Jeep. Probably almost touched the hood. I'm just stopped and I go, oh, stop moving. Don't fall off, because there's no way I can put it back up there by myself. So I get it home, and I quickly realize I'm going to need assistance. Thinking, I got an aluminum ladder thinking it'd be lighter, but this thing was like...
Think it's lighter. It's lighter. It's much lighter than the last one.
Must have been that new Ludd aluminum.
So, you are upstairs. You're sawing off things, limbs off the tree. You're up there. We all wake up. The kids are going crazy. They're looking out the windows. Love, Daddy.
At this point, I hadn't used the big ladder.
No, you're just up there. You're having a good time. You got some guy pulls over and thinks that you're
I must look very construction.
Very construction oriented, guy. Hey.
If I was interested in doing some concrete work, I'm like, dude, I'm on my roof cutting a tree. What the hell makes you think I know anything about concrete?
It was the boots. He wears these big boots. Big work
worker
boots.
Man boots. That's me.
And he's got some really scrubby jeans that you've worn for 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's why he thought it.
I was very manly man.
You were. And so then you get all that done. You're all excited with yourself.
So now, and part of this is to clean out the gutters too, which is why I rented this big ass ladder.
Yeah. Get the gutters clean out. Then.
So now I go to the back and I realize, Amy, I need help. And you've helped with this project before, once.
Yes, so when I was pregnant.
So a 38-foot ladder compressed must be what? 8, it must be what, 12, 16, it must be 18, 19 feet probably, whatever.
It was very heavy.
So we get off and we stand it straight up. I about take out Amy's foot. Mind you, who wears Birkenstocks to move a freaking ladder in the yard?
I don't have big boots.
Okay, fine.
I don't have big boots, and you call me up, and I run outside in my jammies.
But here's the problem with Amy. We get halfway in the middle of the yard. She decides, screw this, I quit. So we lean up.
No,
and get
because to, no. I'm not going to get hurt.
Karen, I'm sorry, Amy, shut it.
No, you shut it.
So we lean it up against a tree, and she goes inside.
I'm done.
So here's Red Boy halfway up this ladder, just sitting there.
No, I yelled at you because we have all these wires coming off right where you want to put the ladder.
Can't get out the story, please.
No, I'm telling the story now. Okay. I'm telling the story through my eyes. Who I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, he's going to...
You were more concerned. I said, don't worry.
No, we're going to end up in the hospital, and I'm going to spend a day in the hospital with you because you have inadvertently...
God forbid
tried
you have
to kill yourself
for me.
Again.
Okay.
So...
Okay, so let's make this story a little longer than needs
to
be.
So then all of a sudden, you disappear.
No, I'm sitting there on the ladder outside. From my eyes, Amy.
Oh, from your perspective.
And I've got the... I whip my cell
phone
out.
I'm all alone in the backyard. And no one loves me. No, I'm sitting there going... I'm going to call everybody on the phone.
Shut it. I'm sitting there going, son of a...
Buck.
How the hell am I... All right, I'm screwed. I can't get it back on the Jeep to take it back. I can't move it up to the house to do anything with it.
You start dialing so everybody you know.
I live 9 o'clock in the morning. I called.
No one likes
Pete.
You. No one likes you. No one answered, did they?
No. Nobody.
9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, they're thinking, I ain't picking that up. That's an idiot.
Long story short, I had to go find some friends who were doing other work that I knew they were doing, work for them, so they'd come over and help me do it.
Yeah, all of a sudden you pull up front in somebody's truck, and I'm like, what? I'm like, that looks like somebody from our church.
Yep.
What is this?
Yeah, Amy can't help me. I had to get a poor 55-year-old man to come help me.
And he was kind enough to, after he helped you get up there so you can clean out the gutters.
He took it back. So we didn't have to strap it to my roof again.
Because he had a little trailer on the back of his truck. Took it back for you.
He did look a little concerned that I had brought it home on the top of my Jeep.
Not concerned. He looked like, what are you? You must be one of the biggest idiots I've ever met.
He is. And then he saw you in your pajamas and he said...
He did not see me in my pajamas.
Okay, so the beginning of my day starts off wonderfully. So I'm still in the working in the yard mode, doing things, construction, blah, blah, blah.
Come on, Luke. Let's go get something to fix the hose.
No. So Luke got a basketball hoop.
Oh, that's right.
So how many adults does it take to build a basketball hoop, Amy? Two and a...
Well, no, to put the...
Well, the net.
The net.
Amy's like, this doesn't fit. You have to hang the net
around
the rim.
You started it. You started it, and you go, you can work on this.
Did you know a net has a top and a bottom?
It does.
Yeah, we're not the athletic type here.
And there's a little piece of tape that tells you.
That's the bottom. So
we got that worked out.
Anyway, so we finally get the hoop put together, and I thought, it says fill with sand in the base. I'm like, ah, screw them. I'm going to put water in it. I fill it up within like 2 minutes, water squirting out all over the place. I'm like, yes, this isn't going to work. So got to go buy sand. Luke, let's go buy sand. Go to the local hardware store. Get some sand, get a funnel. They meet me around by the gate. Well, there's these four moderately attractive
young college girls.
I don't know. They're sorority girls. I don't know. So then they're little bikinis, blah, 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 doing a little bikini car wash thing for amazing money for I could care less what.
Hello, sir.
Shut it. So I pull up the Jeep, back up, open the back end, and I'm all manly, got my work clothes on. And I'm sitting on the bump, and one of the girls goes,
with your 5-year-old.
One of the girls,
looking all manly.
One of the girls goes, sir, would you like a car wash? So in my head, I'm saying
old
two
man.
Things. I'm thinking two things. One, she just called me sir. And two, I'd love a car wash from you, but I don't have any money. So now I had to say, if I had some money, I'd love two girls, but I don't. So now I've been called sir. So officially I've crossed into like the dirty old man world. And then this girl's like, I just hear one of them goes, oh, Jesus. And that one goes, he has his kid. I'm like, oh, just shoot me in the head right now. I'm officially an old... I'm not even a peer to them anymore. I used to delusion myself that I'm still a peer to college kids.
You are way past being a peer.
Obviously. So that was my wonderful weekend.
You're somebody's gross older brother now.
Great. Loving it. You know...
Oh, not on my Mother's Day show.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
It's hard out here for Red Boy.
Okay.
All right, Amy. You know what? And this is me and the Bean talked about this. They had the whole, Mommy, why do you have a penis? And some of the questions you hear from children. And this week was an especially good week
for me.
For Amy. And the questions Luke had. What did he ask you the other night, Amy?
We were coming home from swimming lessons.
And you got to be a little explain.
And he's in the back. He's in the back seat. He doesn't have a shirt on.
Because he's been swimming.
He's been swimming. So he's, you know, just sitting back there in his little rumble seat.
It's a booster. We don't just randomly strap our children in.
He's back there.
DCF and all of a sudden,
and he's right behind you. Let me just say this. He's right behind me. He sits his seat's right behind me. Maggie's on the other side so I can see her because she's the baby and I need to be able to attend to her if something's going wrong.
Yes.
So from the back seat, what are these points?
Pointing at his
and I go, no.
Muscles.
I go, what? He goes, yeah, these points on my chest. I go, those are your nipples.
Which right there, you know you're heading down a bad road.
Do you have nipples? Yes, I have nipples. Does Dad have nipples? Yes. Does Maggie have nipples? Yes. Yes. We all have nipples.
All mammals have nipples. Oh. Let's get that clear, kids.
Where are Daddy's? I don't think I've ever seen Daddy's nipples.
I tend to not flaunt my nipples around
the house.
I said,
honey, your dad's nipples are in the same area that your nipples are on your chest. You have boobs. I said, I have breasts.
Trying to teach them.
Girls have breasts. Boys have pectoral muscles. What are pectoral muscles?
Oh, God.
Those are where, if you had breasts, where they would be on your chest.
So,
right
Amy, at this point, you know you're not getting,
so then
you're
he
not
goes,
getting out of this.
So these, your breasts, those are those lumps on your chest. Yes, those are the lumps.
What you going to do with all those lumps on your junk?
As we start to progress, then we get past the breasts and everything. And then you have gotten here on the notes, which I went into the thing. It says like how, what was it that?
No,
on
Amanda's
me and
asked,
the
yeah, mommy, do you have a penis?
Well, yeah, we've had that question here because Luke will say, because he will walk in on me in the bathroom, as all children do.
What you doing?
You pee out of your butt.
Or why do you sit down when you pee?
Girls sit down and you pee, and you always have to wipe. I'm like, Luke, get out of the bathroom. I need privacy. I'd like to be in here with you.
You know what? And there's certain transactions you do in the restroom.
There is a certain time, and we are there.
Yeah.
We are there with Luke. Get out of the bathroom.
But I'm finally realizing what you're experiencing, because this never happened with Luke, because Luke's tackle is the same as mine. So it was never an anomaly to him. Although your daughter, on the other hand, if I'm stepping out of the shower, she's 2, so you don't worry about covering up too much. You know, I'm not exactly running around naked all the time, but you know, she'll like toddle over, I'm like, hi, man, and she'll start to grab for my gear. I'm like, hello, no. So Red Boy quickly learned after about,
get the underwear on.
Yeah, wear a towel, and then you know.
But you don't like the whole, because we have had the conversation.
I don't like
about,
my 2-year-old grab my scrotum.
Yes,
no,
but you don't like the conversation that Luke and I have had about the penis. And what mommy has. And you were standing there.
Boys have a
there.
Penis, girls have a vagina.
Yeah, and I said to him, because I would always say, when he was littler, I'd say, well, girls have different parts. Or we have a girl.
You pee out your butt.
Yeah, and so that was my... So then he asked me a little bit later about that. And he goes, Matt's standing there, in, you know, off in the... I could see him in the room. And he said, Luke's like, I have a penis, right? What do girls have? And Matt is, I can see Matt. He's squirming. Don't say it. Don't say it.
The word.
And I go, mommies and girls have vaginas. Matt's in the background. I can see, oh, no.
No, because I see Kindergarten Cop, the kid in Kindergarten Cop.
Not a vagina.
All right.
So
that's enough for that, mama.
And Luke is asking, I'm not kidding you. It's 1,000 questions.
What are rocks
a day
made
now.
Of? Why isn't there air in space?
Why does the universe go on forever?
Yeah, we're going to send NASA Janet does her little question of the week show on the radio here in the cornfields. We're going to send her some of those. Yeah. Because even the great big book of questions can't answer all the questions he has.
What does the clavicle do? Why do I have a breastbone?
And now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
Yeah, this week was a travesty.
This week, the outrage, as you put down in the notes, the outrage.
Carol was shocked. You were
Everyone
shocked.
Everyone is shocked.
Nancy at work.
Everyone is shocked.
Nancy at work said she's going to quit watching now.
Oh.
And the ratings will plummet.
Because Nancy's tuning out.
Yes.
Well, we were down to the final four. We had Taylor and Chris. And Catherine and Elliot.
And we were pretty much saying Chris and Catherine would be the final two. The other two would be gone.
Yeah. And but now the bottom two were Chris and Catherine.
So at this point, we're like, well.
Taylor and Elliot.
At that point, we're like, well, apparently.
I'm like,
one of those is not going to be here.
I'm thinking Catherine's going home. As sad as I am, she's going.
Yeah, I meant to edit this.
Then lovely Ryan. Do you have the clip?
Yeah.
Chris, step forward. Catherine, step forward. America, your bottom two. Simon, in your opinion, who do you think is leaving tonight?
Neither one that was up there.
Who do I think should go based on last night?
Sure.
Catherine.
A lot of people predicted both of you could be in our finale. A lot of people predicted, Chris, that you could be the next American Idol. Chris, you are going home tonight. The journey ends. America,
you voted.
You have spoken, and Chris is off the show tonight.
Well, America must be full of crap.
It was awful.
Everybody, I mean,
awful.
I think I heard Big Jim's TV over there and them go.
They were screaming.
We should have gone over and interviewed him right away. What do you say?
I just could not believe it.
Oh, that was
fun. Everyone. No one can believe it.
So we only have 2 weeks left of this nightmare, right?
We're down to three.
Next week, we'll kick off one more, and then it's the final, right?
I guess.
Unless they want to drag. Thank God.
I tell you what, it's just been, it's terrible.
Because you know what?
If
they're Catherine, we're not doing this segment anymore, because I really could care less of Elliot or.
I like Taylor.
Taylor's not an idol. Taylor's a.
I don't see the three of them. Any of them. Chris was the one I thought was going to be it. Now, granted, Chris is already, I'm sure he's already signed his record deal. And
he's already going on tour with the rest of the idols.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure he's already got everything set up and lined up. So he looked shocked.
Everybody looked shocked.
It was, I can't believe it. I'm still shocked. I just can't stand it.
All right. Well,
so there's the update. You know, you got it. Who's left? Catherine, Elliot, and Taylor.
Right.
And
I'll give
we got
your
the
trick.
Old man, a vixen, and.
All right.
Elliot. I just don't even get Elliot, except they did fix his teeth.
This is not for what it's worth, Amy. I pray to God the mics picked that up.
No, I hope they didn't.
All right. Do you want to do Aussie Tom this week, or you want to give him a more prominent spot next week?
No, let's do it. I've missed him, even though these are old words.
Okay, really?
That you missed.
The old words. It's not like decades. It's not like we're saying, for sure. All right.
Lollipop lady.
Lollipop lady.
Lollipop lady.
What do you think a lollipop lady is?
I'm scared.
I was guessing like an ice cream man type person.
Lollipop lady? Is it a shop? Is it a person at a shop and she sells lollipops?
Lollipop lady. The lollipop lady was of great help to me. Lollipop lady. A lollipop lady is the lady that stands outside the school and helps you get across the street by holding up a stop sign to the traffic. That looks like a lollipop.
Yeah, well, crossing guard lady. The lollipop lady.
They have such a nicer way of looking at life.
Crossing guard.
It's the crossing guard. They call it the lollipop lady.
Yeah, we call them, you guard you against the cross.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now this one's my favorite. Probably one of my favorite ones in a while.
Such a simpler
Nippers.
World. What?
Nippers.
Nippers. Oh, great. We could go back to where Luke was talking about.
Nippers.
Amy, I like your nippers.
Nippers. Where are the nippers?
Then I was thinking maybe scissors. The nippers.
Well, that could be.
Because I would know where your nippers are if I was looking
nippers.
For
nippers. Where are the nippers? Nippers are kids. Your young kids are your nippers.
Rugrats.
Nippers.
Because they nip at your heels.
Where are those little nippers?
Those sons of nippers.
Let's go get those little nippers.
All right.
String them up.
So a lollipop lady, the nippers. I like my definition of nippers better, but, you know, I'm not Australian, so. And the last word.
Prang.
Prang?
Prang.
Prang.
Used in a sentence.
I have just been involved in a prang.
A prank. I think
that's
what
I was thinking, too. Exactly the same thing I was thinking.
Prang. I have just been involved in a prang.
A prang.
Prang.
An accident.
Prang is a motor vehicle accident.
Not just an accident.
I came in at the last one.
A motor vehicle accident.
The motor vehicle.
Are you making fun of Tom?
No, I love it. I wish I could live there so I could talk like that.
Okay, just because you live there. Because
I can't. I love Australian people and the way they talk.
We were in China for 2 weeks. We didn't talk like Chinese.
Ding dong ding.
This has been Aussie Tom's Dictionary.
Meow.
If you've enjoyed laughing at the way I speak,
or
come on over to 10withtom.com, where I speak this way all the time. Hey, Anna, shove another shrimp on the Barbie.
Thank you, Aussie Tom. So we'll need more of those now that we're out of them. So. And Aussie Tom actually had an episode finally.
He did? Oh.
Yeah, very timely. It's only been like 2 months.
Here, now we're playing some Australian music.
Yeah, this is the only Australian music we have, Tom.
I'm sure that Tom and any of you with young children
are familiar
with this.
Hey, Wiggles. Nice and Wiggles. All right, kids. Welcome. I'm flashing back. I hit rewind.
He's starting over.
Thank you for joining us here at the Red Boy Podcast.
Happy Mother's Day to all you moms.
Happy Mother's Day, Amy.
Thanks.
See, why aren't we sweet like all these other... Like, oh, baby. Like, Bean's always like, oh, baby. And all these nice people, all these nice wives on these podcasts. I was like, shut up.
I am not.
You never call me any sweet, like, pet names or anything.
I call you Maddie.
Not on the show.
All right, well, I'll start then.
I'm a rough and tumble podcaster. Anyway.
Well, you're mean to me when we're on this thing.
On this thing. This thing we call a podcast.
This thing we call a mic. We're on the mic.
Mic. I know. All right. Well, hey, join us at redboypodcast.com. Email us, redboy@redboypodcast.com or amy@redboypodcast.com. Amy, what's our voicemail line?
Don't have a clue.
206-888-GEEK. That's 406-888-4335. For those of you who don't have numbers on your phone like I don't, or letters. Yes. There was something. Oh, Skype, Redboy3, if anybody really cares. Check out our Flickr page. Sign our Frapper map. We love feedback because just like everybody else
I have
in
a
the
question.
Podcast world, we love to hear from people to know you care and love us.
I have a question for Aussie Tom if he's still listening. He's probably tuned us out.
He probably turned out about 36.
I want to know what a crunchy, munchy honey cake is.
Crunchy, munchy honey cake. Crunchy, munchy. Oh, that's true. What is a crunchy, munchy honey
know.
Cake? All right, Tom, that is your assignment. Assignment, Tom. Crunchy, munchy, honey cake. Crunchy, munchy, honey cake. Amy, do you have anything else for the good of the cause? Or?
No, I'm going to go check and sell my daughter, see if she has a concussion.
She does not have a concussion. Why do you think she would have a concussion?
Because she smacked her skull against the side
of
the table.
It wasn't like a blunt force trauma, really. I mean, it was more like a puncture wound.
She has a hole in her head.
All right. All right, kids.
All right, well, we love you.
We love you. Woohoo. All right, we'll talk on you next week. I'm Red Boy with
Absolute Amy.
And we be out.
That's the show you need the most. A charming host is a congenial host. What do you do when you know someone that talks too much, goes on? Just give up, give him a microphone. His name is Red.